Can I get it? Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Podcast Town Throwdown, where we help you get better at the craft of podcasting, grow your audience, and make cash from your show. I'm your host, Elzy, the mayor of Podcast Town. Let's get to it.
We help you launch, grow, and maximize.
All right, David. Here on Podcast Town Throwdown, we like to get right to it. But before we hop in and learn and suck out all of that knowledge, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Nice. So, David, tell us about your podcast.
Okay, about my podcast. Well, I run a podcast called Audience Coach. And the podcast is for mainly, like, the main audience here is health and wellness coaches who want to build audiences online. And we help them do that mainly through podcasting. That's what we do.
Got it. So how long have you had that show?
This show, I think, is almost a year now. Yeah, I think we're going to get to the year this month.
Very nice.
It's a new show. It's still a new show.
Well, in podcast years, a year is like, I don't know, 4 years at least.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about something that has happened to you because of your show. We call it podcast rain.
Things that have happened to you, to me, because of thanks to my podcast. I think a lot of awesome things, LZ. First of all, I've been able to connect with a lot of awesome people I thought, like I didn't know were out there. So it's made me discover a lot of talent and a lot of potential and a lot of like awesome connections. On the one side, the other thing is it's blown my mind. Like by interviewing people, you get to learn new perspectives on things that were like so familiar to you. And they just come and flip everything over and everything has now a new perspective. That has been awesome. Like even for very simple stuff, I've been able to talk to people who have really changed my view on things that you will consider like everyday life. And the other great thing is I've been able to interview people that I thought were so beyond my reach, like really important authors. I got to interview Joe Pulizzi, who is one of the main people in the content marketing field. And I was like, man, I was fangirling all the time, but I had to try to keep my cool, you know? But it was great. It's been great. And besides that, I think all the other natural things that come from podcasting, if you're podcasting as a business owner, which is like getting more clients, that has also happened to me, getting clients and getting referrals, it has happened as well.
So one of the things that we talk about a lot on this show is getting better at the craft of podcasting. What are some ways that you have gotten better over the year that you've been podcasting? How have you gotten better?
Okay. In my case, I think in terms of how I deliver my message and how I'm able to interact and speak with other people through a microphone at the beginning, it's scary. I'm an introvert, so it's a challenge. And I understand like for most podcasters, it is a real challenge. It's almost like the experience of speaking in public because you know you're going to get recorded and this is going to be published and you might get judged. And so like you have that. But I think the thing behind that, LZ, is embracing imperfection. Embracing imperfection is that's the core thing of it. Because it's okay to make mistakes. I still make lots of mistakes. But I you grow as you move forward. Like as you practice, as you do it every day, over and over again, you get better. But for that, you need to accept the fact that you're going to make mistakes and be okay with it. Like not looking for perfection is key here.
Very, 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 very true. David, do you like trivia?
I don't know. Is it like a Dragon Ball trivia? If it's like Dragon Ball trivia, I might be good at it. Otherwise, I still like it. Let's do it.
Well, we're about to find out.
All right.
Podcast Town.
All right, David. I am going to give you 6 categories. General, history, arts, entertainment, science, or geography. Which one would you like?
Oh, what was the first one again?
General?
Yeah, general. Okay, let's go with that one.
All right. So, what type of milk is a basic ingredient in Thai cuisine? What type of milk is a basic ingredient in Thai cuisine?
Soy milk?
It is coconut milk.
Coconut milk. Oh my god.
Nice,
okay.
Nice guess though. Let's do one more.
I should know though, but because I know people who like Thai food. But okay.
Got it. All right. So history, arts, entertainment, science, or geography?
Let's go with entertainment.
Entertainment. All right. So what is the Star Wars character? Let's start that over. What is the Star Wars character Emperor Palpatine's first name? What is the Star Wars character Emperor Palpatine's first name?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I know the character, but I don't know the first name. What was the first name?
Sheev.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's do one more.
All right.
Science or geography?
Let's go with geography.
Geography. What U.S. state receives the most annual rainfall? What U.S. state receives the most annual rainfall?
Okay, there you got me, man. I don't live in a state, so for me it will be very hard to guess.
It is Hawaii.
Hawaii. Okay, totally makes sense. Yeah. We do have the rainiest city in the world, by the way, here in Colombia.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that's the first thing that popped in my mind.
Got it. I didn't know that.
Hawaii. All right.
Okay, so one of the other big things that I always get, and I'm sure you get the same question, is how do you grow your audience? So if you could give us, I don't know, 1 to 2 tips that people listening can take away today to grow their audience, what would those 2 things be?
Okay. So that before the tips, I have to remind people that there is no secret formula for this. Like, you can do all the right steps and still things don't work. Because like sometimes the context and situations are not in your favor, and sometimes they are. So how to grow your audience? I think the first thing is get yourself out of the formula. Like, put yourself apart and put your ego apart. Is everything, like everything you create and everything you devise or you design for your show has to be about your audience. So don't podcast about what you think is cool, about what you think is important, about what you think they're going to find relevant. Go do your research, do your homework, go on social media, go on YouTube, or like check the comments, interview people, and make a list of all the things they need to know or they want to know, or the things that are going to help them solve a problem or achieve a goal. That's the first thing. And this is a common issue. Like podcasters, a lot of podcasters think it's about them, maybe consciously or unconsciously, but it's not about them. It's about their audience. And the other thing is being consistent. I think this is the other most important thing you have. I have a Jim Rohn quote as a wallpaper on my desktop. Let me read it out loud. It says, "Success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is the natural consequence of consistently applying basic fundamentals." So showing up, publishing a new episode, and then disappearing and showing up again after 3 months is not going to help you at all. The best thing you can do is pre-plan all your content and release your episodes consistently. I think somewhere between 1 episode a week or 2 episodes per month. I think one episode a week is going to be the best for months, and promote like crazy.
Yes, totally agree. I can tell that you are a very seasoned podcaster. So thank you for those tips. What ways do you get value from your show? You mentioned a little bit earlier clients and referrals, but what are some other ways that you're getting value from your show?
One of the really cool things I've gotten from the show is the possibility to connect with other people. I am not based in North America, so sometimes it's a challenge to be able, for example, to attend events or meetings and stuff like that. In person, like the face-to-face connection helps a lot. But in my case, what I do is a face-to-face online connection. And that one-on-one conversation really has helped me get to know people, both as professionals and as individuals, like part of their lives even. So that opens the possibilities for businesses and for friendship as well.
Very cool. It's amazing how, I grew up in a little small town, no stoplights, one grocery store, one gas station. And to your point, to be able to have conversations with people literally from all over the world has been one of the best things about podcasting for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I've gotten the chance to talk to people from Australia, New Zealand, India, Ireland, Scotland, the UK, of course, Canada, and the States.
Very, very cool. All right, David, are you ready to play our bonus round?
Okay, let's go for it. Yes.
This is called Truth and Lies. You're going to tell me three things about yourself. Two things are going to be true, David, and one, you're going to lie to me. I'll give myself a second to process here, and then we'll play. All right, hit me.
All right. Two truths and one lie, right?
Yes.
Okay. So three sentences. I'm a dad to two kids.
Okay.
That's one. The other is I love coffee. I'm a huge coffee drinker.
Okay.
And the other is I'm a really good salsa dancer.
Okay. Let me think about this. I'm going to say, I think you definitely have two kids because your eyes sort of lit up when you said it. I think you love coffee. Being located geographically where you are, coffee's a thing. I don't think you're a really good salsa dancer. I think that's the lie.
But salsa is also a thing where I'm located.
True, but I don't believe you. I think you're lying to me.
Yeah, that didn't sound convincing, right? No, I suck at dancing salsa. I wish I were good, but you got that one right, yes. Yeah, like most people here are really good salsa dancers. But yeah, I still got a craft. I work on my art.
Got it. Well, David, thank you so much for showing up and to the Throwdown and giving us tips on how to become better podcasters. If people want to reach out to you, learn more about what you do, or to say hello, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can find me at audiencecoach.com/contact, or they can email me directly at david@audiencecoach.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Podcast Town Throwdown. There are three ways to support the show. You can become a patron, you can become an advertising partner, or you can buy some swag. Make sure you follow us on social and rate and review the show. Thank you again and keep growing.